Well, we've been, I've been praying, I hope you have, but I've been praying that God would give us five new strong families this year, and I think this is the first one to strengthen our church on the Word of God. So praise the Lord. Okay, we're going to have just a couple minutes here, so John chapter 3. John chapter 3, there is a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. That means he was a religious teacher. He was a member of the Sanhedrin. He was on the ruling council. He was of the Pharisees, one of the most of the conservative of the religious sects. He was religious. He knew the Bible, or at least the Jewish traditions at that point. He probably did lived a pretty righteous life. He probably did a lot of good works. But the answer the Lord gave to him, he ignored his questioning or ignored his statement, and he got right to the heart of the issue. He said, you must be born again. You must be born again. Of course, the word again there is the idea you must be born from above. You must have a heavenly birth. In order to say the kingdom of God, there must be a heavenly birth. There must be, we call it a new birth. You must be born into the family of God. And of course, Nicodemus didn't understand that. That's pretty good evidence that he wasn't saved, wasn't it? That was pretty good evidence that he wasn't in a family of God, that he wasn't on his way to heaven. He didn't understand that. He says, what do you mean? I need to go again in my mother's womb and be born again? And no. Verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is fleshly. You don't need another fleshly birth. You need a spiritual birth. That which is born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that's a spiritual birth. You need a spiritual birth. You know, that's the big question. Do you have a spiritual birth? When's your birthday? When's your spiritual birthday? When were you born into the family of God? It is a birth from God. It's a birth that God brought about in your life. Of course, we know, even as Steve's testimony tonight was that this famous chapter tells us how we're born again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Their trust in Jesus Christ, not knowing about him, but trusting him alone. Notice it says, verse 7, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth, so is every one that is born of the Spirit. Now, there's a couple of great things about that. The wind illustrating the Holy Spirit. Number one, the wind is sovereign. Like God is sovereign. You don't know if the wind is going to come out of the east or if it's going to come out of the west or if it's going to come out of the north or kind of going to come out of the south. This is April. We have a lot of wind. And in March and April, you can fly a kite, but, you know, you can't necessarily count on it. You can't count on it. The wind blows when God decides it's going to blow. And you can come to some day and the wind isn't going to blow. You can put the kite in the air and it's going to go. The Holy Spirit is like the wind. It's sovereign. And when the Holy Spirit is moving on a person's life, it's because they better fly the kite that day. And another thing about the wind is it's invisible, but it's powerful. It's powerful. And you know, Steve's testimony tonight, where it was invisible, it was spiritual, but it was also powerful. That birth is real. That birth is real. And the Lord says that nobody can get to heaven if they don't have a new birth. They don't have a new birth, not going to go to heaven. You can pray a sinner's prayer 5 billion times. That won't get you to heaven. You won't get you to heaven by any of those things. Put your trust in Jesus Christ alone, completely. And then God will give you the new birth. If you haven't been born again, then you know you haven't put your complete trust in Jesus Christ. You might be trusting Him partially and trusting your prayer partially. You might be trusting your good works partially. You might be trusting what you're trying to do. But this is a universal truth of life. Jesus said, verse 10, "Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things?" Well, he's basically saying, how can you be a Jewish teacher and you don't know the most important thing in life? And you know why he didn't know the most important thing in life? Well, obviously, no one taught him. Much of the Jewish religion was dead. Number two, he didn't know anything about it because he wasn't born again. He didn't know the Bible, and he wasn't born again. And it would be awful hard to try to tell somebody how to be born again if you haven't been born again. But, you know, after he got born again, then he could tell people what the new birth was. So I was born March 8th, 1950. I was born again October 31st, 1968. When were you born? And when were you born into the family of God? There should be a birthday. And if you're born again, there's a birthday. Now, maybe you don't remember the exact date, but you remember the reality of the new birth. You must be born again. Are you born again? You know, there's going to be some Baptists in hell. You know, Baptists in hell, because there's some Baptists that aren't born again. Now, if you haven't been born again, you won't make it to heaven. You need to be born again. And that ought to be all that you need to know to search for the truth in Jesus Christ and turn to Him completely and put your complete trust in Him. And then you can have a birthday, a spiritual birthday, and you'll know you're on your way to heaven. Let's pray. Father, thank You for the Word of God. Thank You for illustration of the new birth in testimony form tonight. Thank You for the truth of it in the Bible. And Lord, I pray that there's those here tonight that aren't born again, that, Lord, they will stop trusting in a prayer, stop trusting in themselves, trusting and trying, but they will just simply come to the point where they will trust You, the Lord Jesus Christ, completely as their Savior and Lord. And then, Lord, then you will give them the new birth, and it will be real. And so, Lord, use your word and this testimony tonight to bring a precious soul to a loving Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.